Research Triangle Park is 7,000 acres and is home to 190 companies, and 47,000 people work there every day. Bob Giolis is president and CEO of the Research Triangle Foundation.
People know of the park as kind of the big global brands, everybody from the IBMs to the GSKs to the Ciscos, the NetApps, the Syngentas, the Fidelities.
But this might surprise you. More than two-thirds of the businesses in RTP have fewer than 25 employees. GlaxoSmithKline has close to 5,000 employees in the park. Giolis says times are changing.
These kinds of ups and downs, the growth of small companies, the changes in big companies, the mergers, those are just all part of the reality. And they happen a lot more sooner. And in some ways, they seem more extreme, the ups and downs. I think we really all need to get used to that being a reality in the marketplace in which we work.
And the reality in Research Triangle Park today is a growing number of small to mid-sized companies with long and short leases and employees who want to live and shop closer to work. And don't forget the arts and humanities.
The big challenge that the park is wrestling with is how to create a vibrant, interactive community out there.
Bill Rohe is director of UNC's Center for Urban and Regional Studies and author of The Research Triangle, From Tobacco Road to Global Prominence. Rohe says there are several big projects in the works in the park that look promising.
To some extent, with the larger industries moving out, larger companies moving out, of some of the space out there, it's opened up more space for smaller companies to move in.
One of the newer companies in RTP is Ag Biome. The ag biotechnology business started with 6 employees early last year, and now they're up to 30 and growing. You can see the growing pains when you walk in.
So I see bottles of water everywhere. Is it because they can't fit anywhere else?
Yes. In short, yes. We've got a lot of storage mixed in with our cubicles over here. And as I said, we're going to burst at the seams sooner or later.
Dan Tomso is the chief science officer at Ag Biome, an agriculture discovery company. Ag Biome is located in one of the 5 IT life science incubators in RTP. The atmosphere here is casual, workers have on jeans, and there's a big lava lamp in the lobby area. After being introduced to the people, we meet the bugs, thousands of them.
And these are insect rearing chambers, so we have, in this case, these are stink bug eggs.
Tomso says the park has been good to Ag Biome, placing them nearby to leaders in the ag biotech world like Syngenta, Bayer Crop Science, and Monsanto.
This sort of is the Silicon Valley of ag biotech, so we're in a really great place to start a company like this.
And now RTP officials are looking for a bigger space for the company, but not too big. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.